We're talking about courage today on the Flamingo Advantage podcast. I'm so glad that you're joining us. Here we go.
Are you tired of feeling like you have to hide your faith in order to be successful in business? Welcome to the Flamingo Advantage podcast, where Christian marketing and client experience coach Katie Horner leads you to embrace your uniqueness, to see the marketplace as a mission field and your business as an act of worship.
Welcome in. Courage, one of the things that I believe is not talked about enough in business. Today, we're talking about that on the Flamingo Advantage podcast. I'm your host, Katie Horner. So excited to have you here. What is courage? What does it mean to have courage? Some people say that is bravery. I think it differs a little bit. Some people say it is being willing to do things in spite of fear, which could also be bravery, I suppose. But I think courage has more to do with perseverance, has more to do with doing the right thing, even when it's the hard thing to do. And I believe we have to do that very often in our business. Courage, Mary Ann Rademacher has this quote, says, courage doesn't always roar. Sometimes courage is a quiet voice at the end of the day saying, I'll try again tomorrow. And I don't know if you've been there or not. I know I have in my business, but I believe that true courage lies in perseverance. It lies in the face of adversity and being willing to fall and get back up again and trip and get back up again and stumble and try again. And I believe that the difference between those who quote unquote make it and don't make it in business are the people who are willing to keep going even when it's tough. You know, in the year 2020, when COVID first hit the world, we had, I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of businesses that opened up because there were so many people stuck at home, not able to work, looking for something to do. Well, let's start a business. But how many of those businesses have endured to now? Not very many of them. I don't know the exact figure. If somebody looks it up, send me a message and let me know what that statistic is. But I do know that a lot of those fell off as we have progressed through the years because what happened? The world opened up. Some people went back to work. Some people couldn't make their business work and fell off. And more often than not, that is what happens. That is why we have so many hundreds of thousands of podcasts out there today, even, but are not active. There's only like 20% of all podcasts that have ever been published that are still active. Because why? Because we don't have perseverance. We don't have what it takes. I say we in a very general term, don't have what it takes to keep going when the going gets hard, right? And I believe that that is one of the character qualities of winners. Sometimes the only difference between a winner and a loser is that the winner does not give up. And I believe that, you know, in our lives, one of the many times that we've experienced this, I was at a business conference. I was a year or two into a certain program, and it just felt like it wasn't working. I was hitting a wall at every moment. We were out of funds, barely had enough to get home from that event, didn't know how we were going to get any more clients, didn't have money to do ads or anything like that for our business. We're doing everything ourselves because, again, no money to hire help. And I was crying to one of my coaches, and he was like, well, what are you going to do, Katie? You're going to just give up? And I was like, I can't give up. Like, giving up is not an option. This has to work. We have to figure this out. Like, yes, it's hard. And I'm sitting here bawling because it's so hard and because I'm trying everything I can think of to make it work. But the answer was perseverance. And he knew that. And he was testing me on that. Are you going to give up or are you going to keep going when the going gets rough? Because those are the people who make it in life and in business. But we don't make it quite often without those people who surround us and ask us those hard questions and encourage us to get back up and keep going and who will help to dust us off and pick us up when things get rough. And that's one of the reasons that we created the Business with God membership, businesswithgod.online. Go check it out. A membership community for Christian entrepreneurs to surround and support one another the way that the body of Christ should do for those of us who have a specific impact in secular marketplaces. I think of Romans chapter 5, verses 3 to 5, where Paul is talking about, you know, we are to rejoice in our sufferings, not just rejoice, but also to know that this suffering is producing endurance. It's producing that perseverance. And what happens when we get endurance? And perseverance, that produces character. And character then produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, he says in Romans 5, verse 5, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. And so again, just to run through that sequence of things, we rejoice in our sufferings because we know that our suffering produces perseverance. Our perseverance produces character. Our character produces hope. And our hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured out to us in our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Where is our hope? Our hope is in that relationship with our God that gave us the Holy Spirit to walk us through every one of these situations that he ordains for us or allows for us in our life and in our business. And even in that moment when I was crying out to my coach and saying, this is hard and I don't know what to do from here, there was hope. I knew there had to be something else. There had to be something, and I was going to find it. And that perseverance, that being willing to not give up, was producing a character in me that made me even more sure that I wasn't going to give up. Things may have to look different to make this work, but we're going to make it work. We're going to figure it out. And that is the kind of perseverance that I believe creates and separates the winners from the losers, the successful from the unsuccessful in our lives. We have to be willing to learn from those sufferings, though. We have to be willing to go through those sufferings. We have to rejoice in them, in the fact that, not like, oh, yay, this is so fun, rejoicing, but the rejoicing that is hopeful because I know that this is not for nothing. I know that this hard time, I know that this hard experience, I know that this hard lesson is going to serve me in that it's producing character in me. It's giving me experience I didn't have before. Why do we often think that our dreams are impossible? Because we have no experience with that actually happening until we get there. And then when we get there, we realize that this is possible. And we're able to show that hope to other people. And it's because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through that Holy Spirit relationship, the Holy Spirit who has been given to us to guide us into all truth. And I don't know where you are in your business today. I don't know if you're sitting there crying, if you're sitting there with a coach or without a coach or with a spouse or a friend or a family member. Maybe you're all by yourself. But if you're hitting that wall and you're feeling like this is definitely a place of suffering, Katie, let me just remind you that you can rejoice in the suffering because it is not for nothing. Our God ordains or allows everything in our life for his glory and for our good if we choose to see it that way. And when you choose to see it that way, when you choose to believe those truths, then you can rejoice in that suffering and you can choose to persevere. You can choose to endure, choose the character, choose to see the positivity, like we mentioned in that other episode recently. Choose to think on the positive. You can know that this will not put you to shame because God has poured out his love through our hearts, through the Holy Spirit who's been given to us. And I want you to summon that strength of the Holy Spirit. Maybe you feel like you don't have any strength to do this today. I've been there too. I've been in a place where I had to say, Lord, I don't have it in me to even trust you anymore. You're going to have to trust through me. It's okay if you're there. He understands that too. And he wants you to be able to summon that strength, summon his strength. When we are weak, he is strong. And to be able to commit again to taking the next right step in your life and in your business, no matter what it is, no matter what the challenge you face, and to know that the hope is that he will be glorified through you, that he will be glorified through your business, that if you persevere, there will be a reward for you and for the folks who are watching you for that example of what it is like to be a light to the Gentiles, what it is like to take the name of Christ into a secular marketplace. And I hope that you will choose that, that you will cling to that, that you will persevere. And if there's anything that we can do to help you with that, please message us, come find us, businesswithgod.online, or message us through the app wherever you're hearing this. If there's anything to do, reach out, because we believe that we can be stronger together as a community of believers supporting one another in this amazing sacred calling of taking Jesus to the world through business. God bless you guys. We'll see you in the next episode.
If you found this episode helpful, please share it with a friend and consider joining our free listener community at theflamingoadvantage.com. Remember, my friends, your message matters and your voice is needed. Don't be afraid to let your flamingo show.